following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
Snap back to Yost. He looks right. Steps up. Gets hit. Goes down. Cameron Meredith with a sack for the Cornhuskers. His second of the year. Pistol set. Hand off to Burkhead. Around the left side. He's got blockers out in front. Across the 40. 45. 50. Burkhead breaks a tackle to the 40. Cutting back. 30. 20. 15. 10. 5. Brooks Burkhead finds Pater. Touchdown, Nebraska. Yost awaits a snap. Has it. Stetch steps up, gets hit, goes down. Drilled by Eric Martin off the edge again. Martin gets his second sack of the year. Amir in the backfield. Zone read. He's got it around the left end. 10-5. He walks in. Touchdown. Nebraska. Amir Abdullah finds the end zone. Reyes to punt for the third time. On a fake punt. Snap it to the up man who's going to get hit. Fumbles the football. It rolls out of bounds and the Huskers will take over at the 35-yard line of Idaho State. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year. Abdullah in the backfield with him. Kenny Bell in motion. They flip it off to Kenny Bell. Jetting around the left side of the 35. Bell to the 40. 45, 50. Down the sideline he goes. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Kenny Bell takes that pitch from Tanner Martinez and goes 68 yards. Yost gets the snap. Steps back. Throws. Pass. Intercepted. Picked off by Ciante Evans. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. It's a pick six for Ciante. Ball now to Nebraska. That ball pops loose. Football scooped up by Will Compton. He's got up to 45. Down to the 41-yard line of Idaho State. A handoff out of the shotgun, and the ball just came flipping out of the hands of Xavier Finney, and Compton picks it up, and the Huskers have a turnover. Toss sweep to Burkett off the right side. He's in for a touchdown, his second of the day, and the Huskers put six more points on the board and lead it 41-0. Yost gets the snap, sets throws, passes, intercepted, picked off by Josh Mitchell. His first career interception for the Huskers, and that stops that drive. This snap, this ball sailing toward the uprights, and this one's good. So Maher drills a 49-yard kick. Low kick headed toward Abdullah. Amir scoops it up at the 18-yard line. Coming to the near side. Amir reverses field. Now goes back up the field. Eludes a tackle. 30, 35, 40. Amir Abdullah to midfield. One man to beat for Abdullah. He's to the 30, to the 20, 15. Weaves back to the 10, 5 touchdown, Nebraska. Amir Abdullah able to weave his way for 82 yards and a score. High snap. Reyes gets it and then gets it blocked. Then picks it back up. Is going to try to run with it. The Huskers drill him at the 34-yard line. Knocked down by Stanley Jean-Baptiste. And Justin Blatchford also in there. He was the one who came over the top. Fake the handoff. Kellogg rolls the pocket. Throws it out. A flat pass. Caught. Touchdown. Stephen Osborne. And Nebraska's got six more on the board. I formation. Heard the deep back. Braylon gets the handoff. Eludes a tackle in the backfield. Gets to the 20. Race off to the races. 15, 10, 5. Braylon Hurd. Touchdown. Nebraska. Braylon Hurd finds the end zone from 28 yards out. And the Huskers now over 60. The 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani. Right side. He's got a first down. 15, 10. Amani crossed it a 5. Banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Hey,
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Can you believe it's the final week of September? We are here and ready to go on this Monday program. Monty Kratzenstein, former Husker, is with me in studio today to talk a little Nebraska football and a few other things that are going on in the world of sports. We'll talk about the Huskers' win over Idaho State, but really mainly the first four games, the non-conference, where we're at, where Nebraska football has to go, and how things have so drastically changed about the feel of who's good and who's not in the Big Ten Conference. Plus, I put it up on the Facebook page this morning, and I was talking with Monty before we went on the air. I thought it was about the worst Saturday of college football I can ever remember. I mean, it's fun to watch, and there's always something going on, but you can go right down the line and just go, what? 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 I mean, you can pick on Iowa for losing to Central Michigan, but then LSU wins 12-10. Monty, it's Oregon and it's Alabama, and I don't even think I think Alabama is so much better than everybody else in the country this year. It's hard to believe.
Well, Doug, why do you have to be such a downer on a Monday? Here we are.
That's what I do to get people to contribute to the show.
Do I have to be the glass half full guy?
Well, yeah, you do. What was good?
Unfortunately, I can't argue with you very much. Yeah. You know, listen, there was so much hype going into a lot of these games, and the storylines were pretty good. You know, I know as media, sometimes they have to try to create a storyline. There were some good storylines, but the results just didn't match up. But nonetheless, it was you're right. You go right on down the list, and there were not very many great entertaining games along the way.
Well, and my pick all week was Michigan to beat Notre Dame. And you watch the game, and you can say two things. I said, you know what, it's clear that Michigan's the better football team. But then again, if you turn it over that many times, maybe you're not the better football team. But for all the turnovers, and for that game to be 13-6, I mean, how bad is Michigan's defense? Everybody in the country says it. You give Notre Dame the ball five more times, and they still only score 13 points.
Now, you can look at this two different ways. First of all, how sick are you if you're a Michigan fan or if you're a Michigan booster? Because you're right. They outplayed them. But on the other side, they didn't win, and they turned it over six times. How many times in the red zone? I mean,
just brutal.
It was one of those things. And again, if you're a Notre Dame fan, you can argue both ways. Should they have won? No. Did they win? Of course they did. And so sometimes good teams win games like that. I really don't know how good Notre Dame is. I really don't know how bad or how good Michigan is, but when you turn the ball over like that in the red zone so many different times, there's no way you can win.
I thought this would be the game that would expose Notre Dame a little bit. The national contention is this is a team that's going to win 9 games, maybe 8, and if they really put it together, 10, just because it's too tough of a schedule, and let's face it, it appears that the toughest games are still on the schedule for Notre Dame, and I know there's a lot of Notre Dame fans out there besides our friend Irish Ken, and it's just... That's the marquee game. Everybody, you know, it's like Monday Night Football. You know everybody's watching you, and yet, kind of the same way with Oklahoma. Credit to K-State.
But
everybody across the country says, well, this might be the one. This is different than when everybody was saying UCLA might clip Nebraska, because UCLA was at home. Mm-hmm. This is a conference game, trying to stay in for the conference. All of a sudden, the Big 12 looks like the newbie. West Virginia's can come in. There's a lot of games left to play, and I don't think West Virginia is going to beat both Oklahoma and Texas, and they may still win it, but whatever. But to just, again, get outclassed, I mean, you talk about fire Bo Pelini. What's Bob Stoops done?
If you want to have a little entertainment, have some fun, go to the message boards and the internet of the Boomer Sooner side. I mean, they are just... crazy about that. You know, big game Bob, he's done. You know, we got to get rid of him. Here's the thing, and those of you that know me very well say that I never could cheer for Colorado or K-State. I've changed, Doug. I can cheer for K-State. I love their offense. I love their quarterback, and they went into Norman and took it to him and did it the right way, and I respect him. And you know, those of you, go ahead and send my text messages, all my buddies, say you'd never say it, but that was great.
So the team that when you were playing with your teammates in Lincoln, the one that made you, I don't know, angry, the one that you would consider your real rival was? I mean, it's easy for everybody to say it was Oklahoma, but...
Well, but way back then... By the way, we're
Big Six.
We're two conferences away. You know, I can show you my Big Eight championship ring, and my kids like what was that? Yeah, it was Oklahoma, but the team you really, really disliked, first of all, was Colorado, because that was they hated Nebraska. They tried to make us a rival. K-State wasn't a factor. They weren't a factor, so that wasn't one of them. But Missouri was the one, because it was ugly. I mean, it was ugly there, and we didn't have great games at that time very, very much either, but they were always ugly.
Doug and Daddy Show, love to hear from you. We'll talk a little bit about Idaho State, Hall of Fame, UNK Hastings. It's all coming up. Bo Pelini's press conference at the bottom of the hour. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Amir Abdullah is the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. Amani Cross is the Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Le'Veon Bell of Michigan State is the Offensive Player of the Week. Good kid. This is no reflection, but over. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, 253 yards against Eastern Michigan.
Who would you have voted for? Anybody on the Iowa side?
It's just so bad, Monty. It's so bad. Can you believe how bad the Big Ten and Nebraska losing to UCLA now that the UCLA gets beat by Oregon State? I guess however you want to look at all this. But, I mean, even this week, Wisconsin 37, UTEP 26, Central Michigan 32, Iowa 31. Go on down the line about how bad some of these teams have played. The top, you know, Michigan State, they don't look that good winning this ball game. Michigan looks terrible. Nebraska looked good.
You know me. I'm trying to be your voice of reason. And teams are never as bad as what you think they are. They're never as good as what they think they are. You know, it's easy to jump on the pile here on the Big Ten. And I'm not disagreeing with you. But I think as it all shakes out, there's going to be some better football played. But, right now, if you look at some of those teams and those schedules, it's not very good.
Just to talk about how things have changed in 1 month's time. And how all Nebraska fans, by the way, all Nebraska fans, how bad really is it now in hindsight, the whole UCLA thing? Yeah, we should have won the game, blah, blah, blah. Look at what else is going on. But here's my point. I believe Vegas has a pretty good knowledge of what's going on out there. And at the beginning of the year, they'll put out point spreads for games that are at the very end of the year, maybe even Nebraska-Iowa, but any of the games that are marquee matchups, like a Miami of Florida versus a Florida State, no matter when they are. So there was a line out on the Nebraska-Wisconsin game, and if memory serves me right, Wisconsin was favored in that game by somewhere around a touchdown.
Wow.
You look this morning. Last night the lines come out. Depends where you look. Anywhere from 10.5 to 12.5, Nebraska is favored on Saturday, which I think is too much because you just don't do that to Wisconsin. I don't care who you are. That's a 12-point favorite. That is a nearly 20. That's a 3-touchdown swing, Monty, in a month.
Out of all the teams we've talked about that have not shown up this year, I can't convince myself that Wisconsin is that bad. I just can't do it. With the players that they have and the tradition they have, I just can't believe that they are that mediocre. But you know, you look at you throw on the tape of their games, they have been. It's crazy. Monty Ball was, in my opinion, the favorite for the Heisman Trophy. Now I know his offensive line. He had an offensive line coach for 2 weeks, and they fired him, which is unheard of. But I can't convince myself that they're that bad. I still am waiting for them to just kind of something turn on a switch.
Yeah, and hopefully it's Sunday, not Saturday. But, and then Monte Ball gets knocked out of the game on Saturday, so who knows what his availability will be this week against Nebraska, which would make even more of a factor. But you can't tell me it's just all these new coaches. Brett Bielema wouldn't bring in guys that don't know anything. He's going to bring in guys that he trusts. There's just a whole bunch of problems right there right now for Wisconsin.
One of the things about Wisconsin is they always had a little bit of turnover, but they always had some stability in their coaching staff. Traditionally, they had some stability. When you're a head coach and you're forced to hire assistants, that's a whole different world. And like you said, you go with guys you typically trust. But if I look at the resumes, and I don't know these guys, but if I look at the resumes of these guys, offensive coordinator of Western Michigan, defensive coordinator at Nevada, we're talking Northern Illinois, Ole Miss. They aren't exactly coming from programs that have been established. And, you know, bringing that many guys together, I think it does make a big difference.
And even Bo's guys, he brought some of those guys, Papuchas, LSU. I mean, he's got some guys that have been around some big-time programs, and they're young and learning on the run as well. This morning, bowl projections are always funny. ESPN does theirs every week. CBS Sports had theirs out just a little bit earlier today. Jerry Palm, Alabama and Florida State is who he has in the national championship. Okay, good for Florida State. Even that game against Clemson, very sloppy and mediocre and a lot of scoring, but however you want to look at it, he's got West Virginia and Oregon playing in the Fiesta Bowl. He has Nebraska winning the Big Ten. He has them right now. And remember, Nebraska, Ben, this is 2 weeks after you thought the world had ended out in Pasadena. He has Nebraska playing USC in the Rose Bowl.
I'd take that. How much fun would that be?
Well, it'll be a lot of fun for the fans. He's got Notre Dame and Boise State in the Orange Bowl, LSU and Louisville, because Louisville would get a BCS spot because of their conference to play in the Sugar Bowl. So those are some of the matchups that he has this morning.
What's the common denominator in so many of those teams? Offense. Offense. You talk about how the college football game has changed. Look at those teams when you're talking about Oregon, you're talking about West Virginia. You're talking about those teams that
Florida State right now.
Oh, my God, are they fast. They are so fast. And that's what you see. And then you have your anti that. You have your Alabama and you have your LSU, those traditional SEC teams that are boring, but they get it done.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and Bo Pelini's press conference coming up. We are going to dive into the Huskers, not so much about this past Saturday, but where Monty thinks they are at through the first month of the season. And as you sit back to watch Monday Night Football or pretty much every night now, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, they're putting on some horrid college football again on Wednesday nights, and then you get the Thursday night game, and whatever you want to watch, Dancing with the Stars starts tonight, you're sitting back, you're watching politics, I don't know what you're watching, but you want to do it in style, especially if you're watching politics, it might be painful.
I can't relate to you right now, Doug.
You want to be comfortable, and you can take care of that with furniture from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They'll take care of everything for you. They've got the great prices, they deliver it, they'll take out your old furniture and deliver that wherever you might want it, even if it's the dump, maybe the auction site, maybe you take it to the kids' college room, wherever you want it to go. And if you haven't had a change in furniture in quite some time, take a look. Get ready for the winter months, because when you're boarded up inside, you just as well be happy about watching some tunes or watching some TV, listening to some tunes, whatever you're doing. In comfort, Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Okay, so what's your favorite back? Quarterback? Halfback? How about 75 bucks back? Now through November 6th, when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride event, you'll get a Cooper Tires Visa prepaid card for up to $75 by mail. Get your mail-in form and complete terms and conditions at a participating Cooper Tire retailer or CooperTireRebates.com. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Card issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Monday night, it's a matchup of two teams coming off impressive wins in week two, as quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers head west to take on running back Marshawn Lynch and the Seattle Seahawks. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Dial Global Sports. Join Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts and me for all the excitement from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth. The Green Bay Packers, the Seattle Seahawks. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high around 76. South winds will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thunder shower developing with a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 64. Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Monday means lunch specials at the Chicken Coop, but Bull Fries and Fries every Monday night is their evening special at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. They've got lunch specials and daily weekday home. What does that mean, daily weekday? What does that mean? Jeff, what does that mean?
Is that an oxymoron?
That is bad copy is what that is. Weekday home-style lunch specials. It doesn't matter. That may be bad copy, but lunch, the food is always good at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Rehash the Saturday and Sunday games, maybe even the Friday night games, and enjoy a great lunch. They're there for you with drink specials every night as well. Chicken Coop, come on in. Watch some Monday night football tonight as the Packers take on the Seahawks at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. I mentioned high school football, and we kind of wait till later in the week, Monty Kratzenstein, my co-host, to talk about that. I guess I knew that this was coming, and we've talked about this for quite a while, but I should just sit down quickly and figure out the average margin of Friday night's high school football games. We pick them on a weekly basis here, and everybody's going, where are you going? What you doing? And sometimes you got a week where you just look at the page and you go, this isn't going to be good. And then you look at this week and you go, God, there's a lot of good matchups. I wish I could be in eight different places. But there were some scores out there that were just unfortunate. Mm-hmm. You can't tell your kids to quit playing, but some proud programs are on the wrong side of things that just got walloped this weekend. And I mean, the margin of victory every game was 30, 40 or more.
Well, that's a tough deal in high school because you can't recruit, obviously. And no. You know, you have these programs that are going well.
You have to do a real good job.
That's a whole different show. we'll save that for a different time. But you know, you're right. You know, I've been on both sides of that, you know, way back in my coaching career, and it's one of those things where it is tough. If you go into a game knowing that if you play your very best and there's no way you can win, that's a tough deal for players and for coaches. But, you know, That's the way it is in high school football sometimes.
Do you still think that overall, guys, gals, that we're losing kids? That there are just not as many of them that go out for sports? It's obviously not like it was 20 years ago or pick the year where there wasn't as much to do. You focused on sports. That's what you grew up, extracurricular activities, whether it's band, whether it's football, whether it's anything that has to do. Are we seeing fewer? I mean, because obviously the population's growing. Are we seeing fewer student athletes?
I think it really depends on the school. I mean, if I looked at the sideline of that Grand Island Kearney game, and just from an outside perspective, I see a whole lot of kids on that Kearney sidelines, and I see a lot of kids on that roster. And across the way, you know, for as big of a high school as Grand Island High has, they didn't have that many kids on the roster in relative comparison to the size of the school. So, now, why is that? I think you have to look at an individual basis. But here's the other thing that I'm seeing is so much of you know, football's a hard sport. And if the school isn't good and you know that you aren't going to win, it's getting tougher and tougher to convince kids to go out for that sport. There isn't as much, we're just going to go out and compete and have fun. If they aren't good at something, sometimes they choose not to go out. And I hate to sound like the old guy and complaining about kids these days, but it is a different thing. And the other thing you see is a lot more specialization. You know, earlier and earlier, you know, I have a 12-year-old son, and earlier kids are deciding, or parents are deciding for their kids, they are a baseball player, they are a basketball player, they are just a football player, they are just a wrestler or whatever. And I think that's unfortunate, and I think it affects these types of things, especially football, where it's a numbers game. When it comes to practice, you have to have a lot of kids to have real good practices against each other.
It is a whole new world. Irish Ken has chimed in, and most of it makes no sense. He just wants to say Notre Dame is rated in the top 10.
Thank you, Ken. We appreciate it.
Enjoy it while it lasts, big fella. You know what? I wouldn't be upset if they went undefeated and played for the national title. I'm not anti-Notre Dame, okay? But they are kind of easy to make fun of.
It's like the New York Yankees. I mean,
hate the Yankees.
Is it more interesting when the Yankees are in the playoffs than the World Series? Yeah, whether you cheer for them or cheer against them, and I've done both.
I can't even talk to you right now.
Well, I didn't used to be that way, but then I've got some friends that have kind of suckered me over, and a guy that I coached in high school played for him, and, you know, I don't know. I apologize.
I can root for Java.
Am I fired? Do I have to go out the door right now?
No. Okay, we want to talk a little Huskers. Tell me, 73-7, some injuries, some non-injuries. Saturday's game is what it is. I'm more interested with Monty Kratzenstein on the show today to see what you think about where this football team is. You can't say that the defense has gotten incredibly better in the last 2 weeks, but you can say that they've gotten better. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to get better every week. That is what Coach Pelini has preached more than some coaches ever since he's been here. So Huskers are 3-1 this morning. All of a sudden, they're the favorite in the Big Ten Conference. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm disappointed we're 3-1. The ideal scenario is you don't lose at UCLA. But the other thing is you look at UCLA and what do you take from it, and have they gotten better from it? I'm very pleased with the offensive production, obviously. I love the offensive balance. I love the fact that we've got playmakers. I think we've gotten a great rhythm, and it's starting to show that we have a junior quarterback that has been there before. That's a good thing. And I don't care what the score is. I don't care what it is on Saturday. I'm talking about day in, day out at practice. Defensively, it's been a little bit of a mishmash because we've had some injuries of some guys that really needed we felt like we needed. You know, even the Zaire Andersons of the world that we feel like he's a versatile enough kid that when he gets in the Big Ten schedule, we could have used him. But I do think it's a process, and I hate to sound cliche, but I do think we've gotten better, and I do think I'm more optimistic now than I was at the beginning of the year, to tell you the truth. And it isn't just because the teams we're playing aren't as good.
More optimistic because the Big Ten isn't as strong?
No. More optimistic because I like what I'm seeing from the team from a chemistry facing adversity standpoint. You always find
out. What has changed in that 1 month then that makes you feel more confident?
I think I've gotten more confident after the UCLA game because it would have been very easy. And I'm again, I make fun of fans who knee-jerk, and I make fun of fans who the world is crashing to the ground. I wanted to see how that team responded in practice and responded to that adversity. You don't know what you have as a team until you face some adversity like that. Do I like to lose? Heck no. But you find out more about your team from that point on. And I would almost rather be in the situation. This sounds really kind of stupid, but I'll say it anyway. I'd rather be
It wouldn't be the dumbest thing ever said on this show. Come on.
Yeah, I know. So I would rather be in a situation where we're 3-1 right now where we're at and what I've seen from this team from a chemistry versatility standpoint than be 4-0 and go, we're on top of the world and we're just rolling. I really believe that that's going to pay off at the end. Now, again, am I a sunshine pumper? Maybe, but I like what I see.
Wisconsin comes in. My thoughts are, at the beginning of the year, these five games that we've got coming, well, four. You got the two Michigan schools, Ohio State and Wisconsin. My point was I didn't think we'd lose to UCLA and still think that Nebraska is the better team. All right, so we move on from that. I thought 2-2, 10-2 prediction. Now Wisconsin looks like a team you're supposed to be, especially coming in. I think the highlight game is you got to get through this week. Play as good as you did this past weekend. And kind of have that same attitude. I know you've got two totally different opponents, but that's the best part. I'm glad Nebraska put up 35 points in the first quarter on Saturday. They weren't messing around. They weren't dinking around. They went out and ran their plays and took care of business, and that's what the coaches wanted.
Confidence is an incredible thing to hire to college kids. And you know, call it whatever you want, chemistry, mojo, confidence, or whatever, but I would rather coach a confident football team than a team that's questioning themselves. And at least, I know everybody knows it's going to get tough. But I don't want to be overwhelmed. If I'm coaching this team this week, I don't want to be overwhelmed with the mystique of Wisconsin. You know, this big battle of the Big Reds and all this sort of stuff. Barry Alvarez in town. Yeah, it's a big game. But you know what? Do what you do. Do what you've done. If the best team wins, we're gonna be in great shape. You know, don't make it more than it is. Work on the process from day to day, and Saturday will take care of itself.
I guess this is a loaded question, but what do you think? We're going into the Big Ten. We start Saturday. Now what do you think is going to happen with Nebraska, considering what you are seeing from some of the other teams? Do you think Nebraska maybe is the best team in the Big Ten Conference right now?
Right now? Yeah. Right now they're there. There's too many things, Doug, that's going to happen, and you know, we like to make predictions. We like to project a few games ahead. I'm more in that coach's mode or that player's mode of worrying about Saturday. Will we know a lot more after Saturday? Yeah, but the next week, tell you, am I concerned about Robinson coming in when Michigan and not him not turning the ball over? Like, yeah. I mean, he could light us up for 300 multi-purpose yards. But they don't worry about that right now. Are we where we want to be right now? Well, yes and no.
Bo Pelini's weekly press conference coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Dudamani Kratzenstein in today. Boy, one more thing. Just, again, that surprises me. I thought Denard, for the fans out there that hate the way Taylor Martinez throws the ball, did you watch what Denard Robinson was throwing up on Saturday night? And that doesn't, in my mind, the game last year, the games I've seen, they don't seem the same. It seemed like Saturday night he was totally different.
It does. And that makes me question, that makes me wonder about, I hate to say question character, question, but his decision-making is so bad for a junior quarterback that should be one of the best in the country. I mean, we've been hearing about him. I mean, he's at his best when he dropped back to pass and then he starts scrambling. It isn't his quarterback run plays that are so effective. It isn't in the concept of their offense when he's effective. He's effective when it's like playground, I'm dropped back to pass. And you saw what Notre Dame did. Notre Dame did actually put a linebacker, a spy in the middle, which is kind of one of those controversial things. A lot of defense coordinators don't do it. That's what they did. They took that part of his game away and forced him to throw the ball, and their front seven was good enough to get pressure on him without blitzing. They did exactly what you have to do. He didn't get loose, but his decision-making has been poor.
Well, and I think that's what you're going to see from the good Big Ten teams like Wisconsin, Ohio State, scared to death of Ohio State right now. Scared to death of Ohio State. But
Braxton Miller is great.
Let's hope that even if it doesn't go Big Red way, that would be the only, maybe the only blip that's left out there. Coming up, Bo Pelini's press conference, Doug and Daddy Show with Monty Kratzenstein joining me today here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Right now, over 350 vehicles to choose from in their third annual dual store sale that's going on to the end of the month. Choose from their wide selection of exclusive Midway certified pre-owned inventory, complete with a 30-day exchange privilege, 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Midway is also offering complimentary oil changes and tire rotations for the first year on select new and all certified pre-owned vehicles, along with free car washes for life. You can stop by, give them a call for an appointment, 877-661-1380. But right now, the third annual dual store sale is going on at the Midway Auto Dealerships. They're even open on Sunday from 11 to 5 during the special event at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney. We'll take a break, and Bo Pelini should be at the mic when we come back.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance.
As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high around 76. South winds will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thundershower developing with a low at 49. I'm Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along. Bo Pelini's press conference is just about ready to get going here on ESPN Radio, and we'll take you to Lincoln for that as soon as the coach steps up. In the meantime, how did we do in the Doug and Daddy Pigskin Pick'em? Well, Jim Langan, our Friday co-host, he was the winner, and it wouldn't have taken much to beat Jim in Grand Island, 3-9, Jim in Grand Island. Oh, my goodness. And Spencer, who co-hosts on Thursday, we beat you two. 7-5, though, for Jim Lang, and I went 6-6, which tied for the second best around here. My Army pick wasn't good. We all missed UCLA. Arkansas, we all missed. And I did have Wyoming to win, Minnesota to beat Syracuse. But Jim Langan carries it on. That means we'll have $80 in gift cards up for somebody that can beat us this week from Cunningham's. Also, we get you registered for the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's, the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance that goes along with it. You don't have to necessarily be in Pigskin Pick'em or attend our Husker Lunch. You can find out all the ways to pick up your entry forms for the 70-inch TV and the Super Bowl party by going to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Sean Callahan will be at Cunningham's on Wednesday for our Husker Lunch. Kind of talking like myself and Monty Kratzenstein have, where we're at through four games as a Nebraska football program and what we're looking at in the Big Ten and getting ready for Wisconsin. Great article from Tom Chattel today in the Omaha World Herald. He actually did what I don't get to do anymore or choose not to do when you go cover the game. You sit in the press box, it's a whole different deal. He's now got a daughter that's old enough. They went and sat in the 96th row and watched the football game. He said it's the first time he's went as a Husker fan. As a player, I mean, you kind of got the same situation. You can kind of go where you want. You can get a sideline pass if you want, but it's a whole different deal if you go as a fan.
I got to be honest, it is. You can go to a Nebraska game 10 different ways and 10 different venues and have a totally different experience every single time. I got to be honest, I enjoy sitting in the stands and watching it. What I don't enjoy, being honest here, is the fans around you. I mean, it really...
If they're knuckleheads.
And half of them are, and that's a discouraging thing, and I kind of let that bother me. But the pageantry of the whole thing is fun, and sometimes we get lost in that. You know, sometimes we forget about that. There was a great article, you know, going up the 96th row and, you know, enjoying a game as a first time, you know, as a 9-year-old daughter. That's cool.
Bo Pelini, it sounds like, has entered the room. We're about ready to take you to Lincoln for the weekly press conference, so as soon as Bo sits down, we will do that. But yeah, there are so many. My niece went to her first Husker game. See, that we talked about that, by the way, last week. This is the kind of game. This is another reason you have those games. It allows, if you're going to miss a game, this is the game. And if you're going to miss a game, this might allow other people to use your tickets, buy your tickets, family members, however. Everybody gets to take part in Husker football that way.
Well, we get spoiled. We get spoiled because we're too worried about the X's and O's and the quarterback mechanics. We forget about the runses and the balloons going up in the air and the fan and the band's playing.
And that is Bo Pelini, head football coach at the University of Nebraska. It is weekly press conference every Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little bit of football talk, a lot more about the conference, maybe not so much about Wisconsin again, as we look into their running back situation. You heard him talk about that. More about where Nebraska is right now, specifics on anybody from Taylor Martinez to Andy Janovich, and trying to, I guess, pin him into a corner when it comes to the fans out there. You know you can't say anything about that. You're going to be run over. That's the quote they're looking for. Bo Pelini, good press conference today, and we'll talk more about it in a moment as we wrap things up. But don't forget our poll question today. What do you make of Nebraska opening as a 12.5-point favorite against Wisconsin? Is that too low? Is it too high? Or is it just right? I mean, it shocked me. I have to say it's too high. But again, when you're just looking at these numbers, when you're talking about Vegas, there's a reason they come to these numbers, and they're always pretty darn close. It's scary. Which team will win the second National League wild card? Well, 50% of you said that the Cardinals would do it, and they're currently leading. Then you went with the Brewers, Dodgers, Phillies. You can vote on any of our poll questions every day at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also join our Facebook there. You can listen to old Doug and Daddy shows if you missed any interviews or any of the bits there on the podcast and any of our high school sports games as well. We've got a lot more coming up this week. We'll take a break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy show. Hit a couple emails right after this.
What kind of fish you grilling there?
Snapper.
Mm-hmm. That's a football position, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And what kind of fillet is that?
Center cut.
Center cut, you say?
Center's a football position.
Indeed it is. It's almost as if football was created to make us grill. I'm telling you, there are larger forces at work here.
Would that be gravity or stupidity?
It's gotta be gravity.
Grab the Kingsford charcoal on game day because football was made for grilling.
Heroic efforts. Respected traditions, the sweet taste of victory. I'm talking about the venerable sport of tailgating. Hi, it's the Herd, Colin Coward here, and we're putting to rest once and for all which school tailgates the best. It's Kingsford's Tailgate Rivalries. Vote for your favorite school and get a chance to win the ultimate tailgate trip to a game of your choice during Rivalry Week. Players decide who wins the game. You decide who wins the tailgate. Vote at ESPN.com/Kingsford. And remember, heat up your next tailgate with Kingsford Charcoal.
The second half of the high school football season is here, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Among the games we'll be following this Friday include the Kearney Catholic Stars taking on Minden, Amherst battling Shelton, and Sutton taking on Hastings St. Cecilia. For all Kearney and Hastings games, be sure to keep it here and check it out on PlatteRiverPreps.com. More exciting high school football action coming your way Friday night.
A mix of clouds and sunshine will develop across the area today with a high around 76. South winds will meanwhile stay from 5 to 10. Tonight there's a slight chance for a shower or thundershower developing with a low at 49. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 64.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, wrapping things up after Bo Pelini's weekly press conference. Matt in Roseland says, I really think Nebraska's chances of winning the Big Ten are good, but playing the mobile quarterbacks of Michigan, Ohio State, and Northwestern still concern me. We have proven both that we dominate pass-only quarterbacks and that we can be dominated by dual-threat scrambling quarterbacks. Well, we've played one this year. Everyone that watches Husker football knows this has been our number one problem on D. Hopefully getting more speed on the field can help with that. With Russell Wilson gone, I feel pretty good about our Big Ten opener with Wisconsin. Go Big Red, Matt, in Roseland. Well, Nebraska fans should, I would assume that all Nebraska fans feel better today about their chances with Wisconsin than they did 1 month ago or even when we were in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. You can hear Bo Pelini's press conference on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yeah, they lost at Wisconsin last year. Yes, they moved on. They learned some things. Some of the questions that were asked about that. Siante Evans, Eric Martin having good games, still working on. Well, he just wants to get better at everything, so it's consistency. It's becoming more accountable. A lot can be made of the recruiting weekend, and that was a good section of the press conference today. You've got recruits coming in. How's recruiting going? This is the biggest official weekend that Coach Pelini and his staff have ever had. I mean, you're bringing in 20-some guys, and as Steve Sippel and Sean Callahan have told us at our Husker lunches, you know, that's the most numbers that have ever come in. You only get a certain number a year that can come in on official visits. Then you've got the uniforms. You'll start hearing more about that as the week. You kind of forgot about that, didn't you, Husker fan? Yep, this is the week. We get those wacky uniforms, pretty much all black with the red end. And the black helmet, so get ready for that, as it'll be a spectacle, I guess would be the good way to put that out there. But you've got all that going on, night game, which translates into more fans tailgating longer in the day and maybe getting louder. And instead of passing out from the heat, they just pass out. So there you go. Plus, we're not the National. We're on ABC, but it's not Kirk Herbstreit and Brett Musburger this week. It's Brad Nessler, Todd Blackledge coming in to do Saturday's game. A couple of other things that we want to pass along to you in Husker news. They're all loving that recruiting. Well, big-time quarterback Johnny Stanton blew his ACL out this past Friday for his number two nationally ranked Santa Margarita team. They won the football game, but Stanton was supposed to be one of the kids coming for his official visit. Now he's going to have surgery this week and postpone his official visit to at the end of the month when they have Michigan coming in. Stanton, according to Husker Online, talked with Coach Tim Beck, and everything's going to be going positively, according to Stanton. But never want to see an injury, but there is one right there. We will talk with Daryl Morris of UNK and Tony Harper of Hastings College, whose teams kind of kept things going the way they are. Unfortunately for UNK, they fall to 12th-ranked Northwest Missouri State, and from all indications, just a tough, tough way to start the football game when UNK is on the march. And, of course, Loper fans think it's a horrible call, that a play that was done obviously wasn't done, and they said there was no whistle. Kid strips the ball in the red zone, goes all the way to the other end for a touchdown, and it just went downhill from there. Although Matt Berry, moving from a wide receiver back to his old high school position of quarterback, 21 rushes, 85 yards, a touchdown, 18 of 29 in the air, 163 yards, a touchdown, and no picks. So hopefully, after the top three quarterbacks have all sustained season-ending injuries, Barry can do something here. Now, Lindenwood is 3-1, but they haven't had the start to the season competitive-wise, competition-wise, that UNK has. They play Saturday afternoon on the road at Lindenwood. Hastings College, maybe a closer game than we would have thought, but still a 34-24 win over Briarcliff. Probably move into the top 25 later today. Hastings and Husker volleyball both won. UNK had the weekend off. Hastings soccer both won. UNK went 1-1 over the weekend. Today at the Kearney Country Club, looks like it'll be a beautiful day. Not a lot of wind. Temperature's not bad at all for the annual UNK High School Cross Country Meet, beginning at 1 o'clock with the Class D girls. Then it's D boys. Then at 2 o'clock, they run C, 3 o'clock A, and 4 o'clock B. Every half hour, a race gets underway. Same type of format that you'll see at the state meet. And a lot of runners, and we welcome them all to Kearney for their activities. Also, there's just not enough competition out there. There's not enough cups. There's not enough awards. There's not enough axes and wooden buckets and Cy-Hawk trophies. The Omaha Lancers, Lincoln Stars, and Tri-City Storm will now battle for the Good Life Cup, a trophy that has yet to be completely designed. Will go to whoever has the highest winning percentage in games between the Storm, Lincoln, and Omaha, and the season begins on Friday for the Storm at Dubuque. High school football rankings from Stuart J. Pospisil. I'm not even sure it's J, but that's what we go with. Stuart has Millard North remaining number one in Class A. Kearney High is sixth in Class B. Beatrice is number one, followed by Scotts Bluff, who had a very impressive win at Aurora. Aurora is now sixth. McCook, who's won three in a row, is eighth. Norfolk Catholic, they're looking good. They're number one. Adams Central is second. Kearney Catholic, seventh. Grand Island Central Catholic, ninth. Cozad, tenth. In C2, Aquinas remains number one. Sutton, fifth. Blue Hill, seventh. St. Cecilia is setting in eighth. D1, Howells Dodge is on top. Overton is in the number 10 spot. And in D2, they have Fall City Sacred Heart and Humphrey St. Francis number one. The Lincoln Journal Star has Giltner number one. Here, Giltner is third in the Omaha. Shelton is fourth. Kennesaw, sixth. Amherst, seventh. Bertrand, ninth. Amherst-Shelton is going to be heard here on ESPN coming up on Friday. And one other sports-related note. This was more of a news note, but the Hastings wrestling family losing a fifth-year senior, Bradley Cusatis of Beatrice, and his mother were killed when they were in Kansas hit by a train. The collision occurred Saturday morning, so our condolences out to the family and the Hastings College wrestling family on that tough tragedy, any tragedy like that, from over the weekend. I think that gets us through another Doug and Daddy show on this Monday. Tomorrow, we'll have Damon Day once again in as our co-host. We'll be talking with Daryl Morris and Tony Harper on the program tomorrow. Also, the Tri-City Storm are getting going. As we said, they'll have their preseason press conference tomorrow. More from that Wednesday when Sean Callahan is on hand, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. our Loafer Link on Wednesday as well, live from Cunningham's every Wednesday during the Husker football season. I want to thank Monty Kratzenstein for co-hosting the start of the program today. And then as we listen to Bo Pelini's press conference, hope you have a good rest of the Monday. And good luck to the cross-country kids today at the Kearney Country Club. Enjoy your Monday. Doug Duda on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.